the prison break of Guzman. On July 17, 2015, Peña Nieto held a press conference and he said that he was shocked by the escape of Guzman and pledged that the government would bring out a thorough investigation to determine if the officials had cooperated in the prison break. Furthermore, Peña Nieto claimed that the escape of El Chapo was an insult towards the Mexican government and resources would not be spared in the attempt to recapture Guzman. However, Peña Nieto was extremely criticized for the said incident, wherein the media channel stressed that this event was among the most embarrassing occurrences with the administration. Critics mentioned that the escape of El Chapo highlighted strong fraud within the government, calling the ability of the government to fight organized crime syndicates into question. Chapter 7. The Wedding. The peculiar love story of El Chapo Guzman and Emma has been filled with pride by their father and mother, especially the parents of Emma, Estela Aispuro and Coronel Barrera, who both came from the town of Angostura. From the version of the public, the wedding love story of Emma and El Chapo began on November 20th in the year 2006. On that day, the council of the city was able to call on the young girls in order to compete in a contest in order to elect their queen for the year 2007 for the Great Coffee and Guava Festival. One of the candidates that joined the activity was Emma. Emma was a girl from a remote village in the area of La Angostura. Emma competed against several women who joined the activity. Some of the girls that she competed with were Rosa Sandoval Avitia from the county seat, Bodelia Ayala Coronel from El Ranchito, Alma Diaz Rodriguez from the county Zapote, and Nancy Herrera Vizcara from the land of Mesa de Guadalupe. From that activity, the five candidates were able to organize several events in order to win the sympathizers. Emma had been invited as one of those people, as she was able to hit the big dance held on the 6th day of January in the year 2007. With regards to this event, the local newspaper, El Correo de la Montaña, stated that Emma was given a sort of a morbid popularity that is merely based on the expectations that El Chapo was able to present. There were several rumors and speculations that talks of a possible wedding could happen. That day came. At exactly 11 o'clock in the morning, some of the 200 motorists arrived at the area of Canelas. They were carrying men wearing black uniforms and hoods. They carried guns on their shoulders and had large pistols situated on their belts. Step by step, they spread to the entrances of the town. After that moment, they placed themselves on the street. After that, the Los Canelos band members landed on the local airstrip aboard 5-seat airplanes. The job was able to promote entertainment. At 4:30 p.m., El Chapo came. He was wearing a cap, jacket, and black athletic leather shoes that had white stripes. Behind him was his right-hand man who was stepping down from the same airplane, Nacho Coronel from the land of Canelas. After the arrival of El Chapo, the very stunning and beautiful Emma also arrived. Later on, the wedding ceremony started. Everyone in the venue was very happy for them. However, something unexpected happened. From the one side of the plaza, a man fired off a round, but it did not trigger the happy moment happening in the plaza. For El Chapo and Emma, their wedding day had been the most memorable day of their lives. They showed the complicity of the government, but still, they ended up happily married. El Chapo was blessed to marry an American beauty queen. Emma Coronel Aispuro was able to meet El Chapo Guzman, a billionaire gang boss, in the year 2006. She was just 17 years old at that time, while El Chapo was already 60 years old. Several news outlets reported that the two got married, and later that year, Emma fled back to America to give birth to their twin daughters. The name of El Chapo was missing from the official records of birth certificates, most likely because they wanted the children to have United States citizenship. Emma Coronel Aispuro was the